Parker, Spider-Man No Way Home review, guys. It's finally here. Don't worry, no spoilers. Action.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk? I'm Ryan Deacon, the Ryan 680.
I'm Angela Thakadiange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans. Guys, thank you for bringing us up, making us a part of your day. I'm excited. What a freaking emotional roller coaster here, guys. We're talking Spider-Man No Way Home, and we are not mentioning any spoilers here. So no spoilers, guys. I promise you here, just a real quick review recap, because it is so hard to talk about this movie without mentioning any spoilers, right?
It is.
Don't worry, guys.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, so this is the 26th film of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, ladies and gentlemen. Spider-Man No Way Home. With Spider-Man's identity now resurfaced, hit the web, it's all over the place, and really he's struggling with himself as to what, like, where do I stand in this world now, you know?
What happens?
Yeah, like,
everything's changed now that
his everything's changed.
Identity is revealed. Not just that, but it's Mysterio kind of framed it to make Spider-Man look like the bad guy.
Yeah, which we knew from the last film.
So we pick up where we left off, where it's just of a sudden just revealed at once. And it's crazy to see where this goes from here.
Yeah, film takes off really like right after right after Far From Home. It really does. And you really kind of get that sense and get that presence there. And I just love how Sony did this movie, Sony Marvel.
And
really did this.
I like that. It wasn't like times past. It's just right there. Boom. See everyone's reaction, how it unfolds quickly into the action.
It was accurate, I would say. It was very accurate here. And again, we're not going to mention any spoilers here. But the way this film is just, it's an emotional roller coaster. You really fall in love with all the characters. You fall in love.
Well, love a lot of the characters. You love the best friend. Love MJ. You love Aunt May.
Happy. We knew they were going to be there. We knew Jamie Foxx was going to be there because he's a spoiler already. Seeing Jamie Foxx, for me, I liked him as a character, but I wasn't in love the way I was in love with Alfred Molina.
To be fair, I think I maybe saw that movie once.
Yeah.
I don't remember too much, so it was pretty interesting to see him back. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we fall in love with all these characters, all these different villains, right? Because they're bringing up the villains. We knew this from the movie. We knew this from the trailer. With that being said, William Dafoe, to see him come back in that role is just, wow, he still got it, man. Like, he's gotten it. He's never going to lose it ever in the history of just he's talented.
A great actor.
He's just so talented. Alfred Molina just comes in. Oh, my God. I wanted to cry on so many different moments Alfred Molina. Dude, he is just such a good actor. Like, you kind of feel for the guy because you connect with him in Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2, by the way, is my favorite Spider-Man, right? And
it really is.
And of course, we're not going to confirm or deny anything of you know what. So don't put on comments down below. We're not going to mention it. So talk about the sentimental moments here. We get Doctor Strange in here. We get so much different things going on here with the multiverse, and we knew that from the trailer. Now, with that being said and everything, I'm very picky when it comes to comedy, right? Comedy was good. I was laughing a lot.
So I've always enjoyed the comedy from
the Marvel comedy, right?
I enjoyed the comedy from two Spider-Mans from this Spider-Man.
I didn't as much.
I love the comedy. That's like Tom Holland is hands down my favorite Spider-Man. Loved his comedy. He was a different story. He didn't like it, but I loved it. And it carries that same charm into this one. It's still the same. He liked it better. But I love the funny moments. And low-key, I cried like five times in this film. Powerful scenes.
I was crying so hard and then laughing and then cheering and just like, I mean, our crowd was cheering. And it was beautiful.
That was a good amazing audience.
It was so beautiful just to see.
Well, many times they cheered, applauded, applause in the theater.
It was so beautiful to see human beings just come together for a great cause and to just give them hope, give them a sense of hope, and their hope is Spider-Man. It's just so beautiful. And we all seek hope in different ways as human beings in this world. And just, it's so beautiful. It really is so beautiful to see that. And I see it so much so because it's like, everyone has a great attitude. They're coming together and they want to see Spider-Man. They want to see Tom Holland be the Spider-Man that all he can be. And man, does he have so much character development in this 2 hours? Here's the thing. I saw other reviews, right? And they said it was crammed. I'll tell you right now, guys, it doesn't feel crammed
It honestly didn't feel like it was 2.5 hours, to be honest. Yeah. It didn't.
This movie was 2 hours and 28 minutes, to be exact, and it felt so damn quick. I didn't look at all my watch on my phone. I was like, dude, I'm glued in. I'm sucked in. I'm, like, sucked in, like, just right now. Like, I want to jump in. It was just so beautiful. I loved it. I teared up. I cried. I did cheer a little bit, but it's like, dude, this is so beautiful. I reacted loudly I was at home. I laughed a lot. It's so emotional roller coaster here, guys. This is definitely the film that is the best film that we could have ever got. It's so hard because, you know, so many times we see Marvel films, it's just like, oh, they could have cut that comedy, but it's just like, dude, the comedy in this film, the way this film was actually portrayed, the way the script, it just, the way the tone of this movie, because it was a lot of serious moments, I would say, in this film. Way more than the past two Spider-Mans, definitely.
Well, because, definitely. I mean, we're not going to spoil anything, but it definitely is different. It changes something. Well, a lot of things change. And I think, like, we're going to see a different Spider-Man from now on. And I really enjoyed, as much as it made me cry, and, like, 5 minutes later I was laughing because of a joke, it flowed very nicely between those very powerful emotional moments to the comedy, like you say, it's like a slapstick comedy. But overall, I really enjoyed how this story unplayed. Because, like, you know, with the, like, oh, it's the third Spider-Man, where can they go from there? But no, man, they went to the drawing board and they came up with good
fan. This stuff is definitely a fan favorite. This is going to be a huge fan favorite. This is definitely going to be, I know people are already heard people talking, oh, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to see it again tomorrow, the next day. And
we watched it. That's how we felt. Like, as soon as the movie was over, I wanted to watch it again. Like, right away. I would replay it again. Like,
Replay it. And it's funny because someone even said it in our theater. We're like, replay it again. Replay that.
And that's how I felt. And a lot of movies hit me like that. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, that's nice. I'll see it again. No, like, as soon as it was done, I wanted to see it again because it was that movie. It made me, like you say, go on an emotional roller coaster. I enjoyed everything. The cast was phenomenal. I mean, we see our old favorites, you know, when we see everyone, it's just great to see, like you say, like
Zendaya comes in as well as you know, of course we know her as MJ. She comes in and she really exceeds my expectations even more, because it's like they finally give her a set tone to where, like, she actually has development there, and we see that in this movie alone. In the past films we kind of see it, kind of not really,
but we see them as a group
a
lot. So like, I know first one was got Ned and the guy in the chair, and then the second one was like a lot more about, you know, bonding Peter Parker and MJ, but this third one you really see the trio in action.
Ned, MJ, and Peter.
Really enjoy that.
So speaking of that trio, so this is technically a Disney film, right? Disney, Star Wars, Lucasfilm. This is what could have been if you would have done, because they tried to do a trio with Rey. This is it, man. Listen to Kevin Feige. Be like, dude.
And it's so funny because they're all kids, right?
They're not even. I mean, they're adults, right? Technically, they're adults, but they're playing kids. They're not even technically adults in the movie, but they kind of are now. But it's, I don't know. It's just, it's definitely, it's definitely different, and we see that because it's just so much has happened. So much catastrophe is happening in this movie, and you're following it along with it. It's such an easy flow of a film, man. It really is. I love it. I cried. I teared up. This is just beautiful. This is definitely gonna hit so many fan favorites. It's definitely gonna hit up every single Spider-Man/Marvel fan, any comic book fan. And I'm a huge, you know, I prefer DC. I enjoyed this movie a hell of a lot.
And I also like how, like, we get it from the trailer, they expand on this multiverse that we know is existing. So I really how that plays into this. It's really interesting to see. I mean, I love multiverse theory. I love it. It was great. I enjoyed all the characters. I enjoyed the emotional scenes, the powerful scenes. I enjoyed, like you say, the flow. It was directed very well, and I think this was a movie, like you say, will please. This film I can see it pleasing a lot of people, a lot of fans, abroad, Marvel fans, Spider-Man fans. I feel like a lot of people are going to take this positively, and I'm really excited because this is really, in my opinion, is a very, very great film.
It definitely is a roller coaster, guys, and it's a great roller coaster to where I'm not a fan of roller coasters, but I will definitely ride this ride again, obviously, because it's just, we're going to see it again. It's beautiful. It's magical, right? Magical. And that's Doctor Strange magic here. This is amazing, man. I mean, this is exactly what everyone's going to love and enjoy. It's amazing. Awesome. The plot in this film really takes a toll on itself because it really just makes you question everything as a Spider-Man fan, and just Tom Holland himself. It just, we see Tom Holland really become a kid Spider-Man into an adult Spider-Man. We see him progress so much in this film and be the Spider-Man that we need now. And it really shapes the film as well for future films and everything. I'll say that without giving too much details there, but I loved it. It was amazing, guys. It's exciting. Go check this out. I know you already have, if you have already, but thank you for watching our review, guys. I'm just excited. Rate 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest, Angela. Can I get my rating real quick? Okay, so I'm going to give a rating of 9.4, guys. 9.4. Screw 9.5. 9.5. It might go jump in. Watching it a second time, it might jump into a 10. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I had expectations going to this movie.
I had high expectations.
And yeah. It exceeded it to, yeah, hell yeah, it did. And
so I was a little wary of that because, you know, we started hearing some pretty early praises of it's a really great film. And I feel like
that was great momentum, though.
I've seen films like that, like where I'm like, okay, this is, people love it. But then I've come to see those films and I'm like, oh, I didn't love it. You know, it's great that other people did, but it was just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But this film, it, like you say, exceeded my expectations so much. I gotta give it, I've never done this before, 10.
Holy crap. It was so good. Damn. Okay.
Like I said, I really can't remember in a very long time another film that has made me immediately want to rewatch it again in the theater. Like, we hadn't even left the theater. Credits were still rolling. And I was like, replay it.
Again, it's just it's really momentum. It's really just so beautiful. And it just to see that, to see different people come in together and different age group, because there's a lot of different age groups here, and have that love of the character just of Spider-Man.
People who love Spider-Man.
Yeah, this is amazing, guys.
And we saw some cosplayers in the parking lot.
Yeah. All right, guys. If you have not already, hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up. If you like a review. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. As always, I am your host, Ryan D. Colonel Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at That Cat Lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks. And put on comments down below. Did you love the Spider-Man movie? Because we know you did.
Maybe it's hard. It disappointed you.
That's going to be tough. I don't.
It could be up there.
And this is me being picky. So I'm telling you, like, you're not going to be disappointed. I think
most people are going to be happy. But if you aren't, let us know why. We would love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. Check y'all later.